Assembly GOP sponsor Jeff Stone says the way his plan is written right now, it wouldn't take effect until January of next year. He says there needs to be a reasonable education period.
You can't make this happen overnight because it requires citizens to take some actions and have some time to do that.
Stone's plan would require almost all voters to show a driver's license, state photo ID, or military ID, while other states with similar laws allow for student IDs. Stone's proposal would not. That drew a sharp response from students at a public hearing, including Maxwell Love from the UW-Madison. He told lawmakers there was an ulterior motive behind this plan.
To disenfranchise people of color and youth voters who generally vote Democratic. It's just plain and simple truth.
Clerks testified that other pieces of the bill could have the practical effect of keeping people who vote now from voting in the future. Sarah Lutke is a deputy clerk in the town of Middleton. She says that because of the economy, there are more people living with family and friends who have no documents or IDs in their name.
In our municipality, we have a lot of single moms who don't work. Everything's in their husband's name, and they haven't updated their driver's license, or they don't have one.
But photo ID supporter Artis Cerny told legislators those women would benefit from this plan.
I think we'd be doing them a favor by asking them to go out and get an ID. Everyone should have an ID. Don't these women drive?
Cerny urged lawmakers to pass this proposal even faster so that it takes effect before the upcoming round of recall elections. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.